There be a federal election coming down the line. Big, long campaign. It's like 2.5 months long.
I am not impressed. I am not happy at all. This makes my life more difficult at the outlook. Now I have to write about a 79-day campaign. That means I have to write about federal politics for that long.
Heaven forbid. Heaven
forbid. I have to do my job more.
I know two of the candidates running this, Roddy, and obviously Blake Richards is running for re-election as our member of parliament. Marlo Reynolds has been campaigning for quite some time already as the federal Liberal candidate. Haven't heard too much from the NDP and Greens. Do you know who is running in this riding for them?
Yes, I do. Ooh, I managed to suss that out. Mike McDonald is running for the Greens, and he ran in 2011.
Okay.
And just at the very last minute, I managed to snatch a name out of the internet for the NDP, Joanne Boissonneau.
So that means that Jeff Horvath isn't running local.
No, yeah, he's run a couple of times and done really well for the NDP. Yeah. But, I mean, he does a lot of really amazing work in the schools.
Yeah.
I would worry that he would get elected and then leave.
It's very early. I still like looking at the poll numbers. You go to the 308.com, you can get a poll breakdown for every single riding in the country. Banff Airdrie right now, 54% polling for the Conservatives, 15% for the Liberals, 21% for the NDP, and about 6% for the Greens. Again, this means absolutely nothing right now because the election's still 2.5 months away. But even the 54% seems like a lower number for the Conservatives than I think Blake got elected with last time around. I wonder if that has something to do with the fact that we're not encompassing some of the more rural parts.
Our riding has changed from Wild Rose to Banff Airdrie. So the northern part of the riding is no longer in it. And there's a bit around Calgary that's changed. Blake Richards, I think, won the last election with the highest percentage vote share of any candidate in Canada.
Wow.
This is a challenging riding to take on as the opposition. It has been traditionally very conservative.
Yeah.
I mean, before Blake was Myron Thompson.
You know, I even think with the northern section, the Sundry area cut out of this riding, it's Blake's election to lose.
We're 79 days out. Anything can happen. This is my prediction of how it's going to go. No one's really going to do anything till September. So we'll see forums start then. A lot of things are going to hinge upon the leaders. And this is kind of a race between Marlo and Blake. Because Marlo, I mean, he's a high profile candidate for the Liberal Party. He used to head up the Pembina Institute. He works in renewable energies. He has been campaigning for 18 months.
Yeah.
We've already seen that. Remember that incident of the...
Oh, the misquote and the...
The insider secretly taping him, and the tone has been set.
Tonight, we've actually got the very first federal leader debate being hosted by Maclean's Magazine. It'll be on City tonight at 6 o'clock or Maclean's.ca or their Facebook page, Omni in other languages. So lots of ways to watch this. It'll be all four leaders with Harper, Mulcair, Trudeau, and Elizabeth May from the Green Party as well. She hasn't been invited to all the debates, but she has been invited to this one, which is cool. Any early predictions?
I think Elizabeth May is going to wow people with her ability. And then it's going to be a lot of attacking of the record of Stephen Harper and the government that he has run. Like, this is his government. They've changed the name on press releases from the government of Canada to the Harper government.
Harper's probably going to do well. This isn't his first rodeo. Mulcair debating is his bread and butter. I think he's going to be pretty strong tonight. I think it's Trudeau that has the most to prove tonight. Not a lot of people have seen him in this kind of forum, and he has been known to make, you know, a few slip-ups when speaking off the cuff like this. None of the leaders actually have seen the questions in advance, so they'll be speaking fairly impromptu, although they've all been doing a lot of rehearsing. So I think it's the Trudeau show tonight. Again, 6 o'clock tonight on City. You can catch it.